Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I started recording last session about the armor of God, and in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10, we read these words, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. And in the midst of everything, that is precisely what we're talking about. According to Paul, one of the certainties in life is that sooner or later, and probably sooner rather than later, you're going to experience the attacks of Satan. Life as a follower of Jesus is no picnic. It is an armed struggle against a powerful opponent, so you need to be properly dressed in the armor that God has provided. And Paul itemizes the armor piece by piece, and the first component he mentions is the belt of truth. It was the first piece of a soldier's equipment to be strapped on. It went underneath the armor to hold all the other clothing in the right place and out of the way of battle. And in those days, when people wore long, flowing robes, the belt enabled a person to run and fight without being encumbered. To update the image, it is challenging to fight if your britches keep falling down. The belt is foundational to any soldier's effectiveness, and according to Paul, the equivalent of the belt in God's armor is truth. Truth is essential to the follower of Jesus. It's essential to the Christian life. It is foundational to take a stand against Satan. The Christian message unambiguously claims to be the truth, not just a truth. In the contemporary world, there are some who might say it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. You believe one thing about God, I believe another, but we're all essentially approaching the same God from different sides. That is a foolish perspective and a foolish life view. You see, if there is a God who designed the whole cosmic and human story with a purpose so that the chief end of man is to glorify this God and enjoy him forever, then what you believe about God becomes a matter of supreme and decisive importance, my friend. The Bible declares that it matters what you believe. Christianity, according to the scriptures, is not simply one way among many of getting to God. It is the truth found in Jesus our Lord, and he is the only pathway through whom we can approach God the Father. Friend, listen to me. Don't miss this. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Peter said, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Oh, my stars, what a beautiful and wondrous promise. Put on the belt of truth today, and when you do, you will walk hand in hand with your Creator and your Savior. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.